Hello.
What up?
Hopefully,
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hopefully all of you are getting in the holiday spirit. It is about that time.
Is this going to go up tomorrow?
Probably, yeah.
So what, a week?
Yeah.
A week till that one big day.
Yeah, but there's other big days that are happening
right
faster.
Now. Yeah.
Right now. Yeah.
So, that's cool.
What's your vibe on this time of the year?
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just I've kind of gotten over the like feeling pressure about buying presents and things.
So you just don't.
Pretty much. I'm going to buy something small for Shakira. I'm going to buy something for my parents. I have a Secret Santa thing I have to go to, but that's just like a...
Sounds like more stuff than I have to buy.
Generic gift, and then that would be it.
You know what's good for those? What? Scratchers.
Yeah, that's good.
Easy.
Yeah.
Fun.
So, yeah, I don't get too overwhelmed by it.
Yeah. No, I mean, this time of year is like, oh, we're home time. Mm-hmm. So, like, if... You know, the Christmas tree lights at night in my house. I'm like, oh, this feels nostalgic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, when I walk the dog at night and I walk by the lakes near my house.
See, that's cool.
And then you see all
I know
the
that
lights
yeah.
on the reflecting off the water.
Yep.
That's a
yeah, I
great
remember, I remember doing
feeling.
That, too.
Yeah.
I go to New York tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool.
That's exciting.
With Lupe,
what are you gonna do besides the concert? Well, I guess we should say you're seeing The Starting Line.
Yeah, I'm seeing Star Wars on Thursday.
Nice.
And I don't know. We're gonna just kind of walk around, eat a lot of food, go to some museums, hit
nice.
Some stuff up that she likes to do.
Sweet.
Yeah. Not too much.
Once you get back, Mike Kim will have played their show, so maybe we could do because it's going to be just interesting to see like
what happens
like what songs they play. Not that I know all of them, but like
yeah,
and what like how they're dressed and like the
yeah.
production and the merch and like everything.
I have a feeling you're going to be let down.
I don't know.
I have a feeling it's going to be a little more. Just
going out
casual,
there and
a little casual, and I know you want something like, boom,
yeah,
to just, like have a shockwave through like the
yeah.
scene that like
yeah.
is like we're back, bitch.
Yeah,
and I don't. I have a feeling it's not going to be like that.
Oh, well,
that would
be
cool.
Able to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. That could be an interesting episode of the podcast. I don't know if
we
that's,
just
is,
talk about that.
Is that. Is that like a weird thing to do?
No, I told you I thought it'd be fun to like play some of our favorite records and talk about them.
Okay.
And then
yeah.
oh, you seem not to be that.
We could do
that.
A Star Wars /
Mike.
Crazy. Except for we probably can't talk about Star Wars on the podcast because. No, we just tell
spoilers?
People. Yeah,
we'll just do the Mike Kim one first, and then we'll go spoiler.
Yeah,
and then we'll talk about it, and then you'll be like, "I don't know what's going on." I'll be like, "Yeah," and then like this happened and this happened.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see if you enjoyed it or not.
Yeah, no, I'm very curious.
So, yeah,
and by then I would have time to have lived with it for a little bit. So, oh, I would have seen it twice actually because I'm going with my parents on Christmas.
Nice.
So. Maybe on the 26th we'll get together and we'll have an interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Wait, when's their show?
I think it's on Friday.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Or like, it's. I think it's this upcoming weekend. It's before Christmas.
I mean, it sold out in like 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
Like not even an amount of time.
No. Yeah.
It was like,
point.
On sale. Boom.
Yeah.
On sale. 5,000 people. Or how many is it?
I think it's like 6,000 or 7,000. Yeah,
on sale 7,000 people.
Yeah,
I mean I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
at all.
I like hundreds of thousands were
trying,
attempting.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
that's crazy. I wonder what like next year is going to be like with them being back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I wonder if it's going to like make
other bands not go on tour anymore.
No, not that. Like, if people are going to get like way back into emo.
Yeah.
Like people who haven't like really been around for a while be like, oh, yeah. You know what? I do love that band. And then like
you're saying like our maybe like a Taking Back Sunday show, would more people come now?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's something we can talk about on the My Chem Ups.
So you're saying they're going to play a show and then the next day emo music will be big again?
So, I've been in the studio past couple days with John. He's doing some John the Ghost stuff. So that's been fun.
I heard a song. It sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's the first time really on our own that we've recorded like a full song in here that's meant to be released to people, not just like a demo.
Not true.
What else?
We did the Death Cab cover.
Yes, but we didn't do the drums in here.
We didn't?
Mm-mm. We did the drums with Bob in the big room.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. Well, fuck me then.
So... and now we gotta go because we are headed to Tim's house. We have a
end of the year band meeting,
kind of a wrap up on the year, and then a look to the future.
Yeah,
we already got ideas and plans that you know, we can't quite talk about yet.
Well, it's gonna be a different type of year.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
I mean, we have a child coming.
Yes, this is true.
See? Different.
But, I mean, that's different, but not necessarily affecting the band.
No, but I mean, no, it's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
It's exciting.
It is. Yeah. It is very exciting. It is coming fast.
I mean, you're very, very close. Okay, we got to fucking go. Shit.
Yeah. All right. We're also getting Aloha Kitchen... At the band meeting, so
and they nice. Also sponsor the podcast today. Aloha Kitchen, give us free food.
Anyway, so cool. We'll get into. Did we even say what we're talking about? No, we didn't. This episode we talk about the and a Happy New Year EP to get you all in the holiday spirit. So here's that. But just before will be a message from one of our sponsors. I think the most interesting thing about this EP is how little me and you were involved with it. And by little, I mean not involved.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I play a single note on this thing.
So do you remember why? What?
Why we didn't play on it?
Yeah.
Was I gone?
So, no, we were... we had just recorded the... we had shot the music video for Everything I Asked For, and then we had to drive 4 days or 3 days out to Norfolk, Virginia for the first day of the All-Time Low Tour.
Yeah.
And Jared and John had to record the EP while we were doing the drive, and then they met us there.
Who played drums on Mr. Winter then?
I had done that before we left. Yeah, I recorded that in the middle of a church.
I remember, huh? You did?
Yeah, I recorded them at Hot Church.
I mean, I should have been there, but
I think it was only me and John when the drums were being recorded.
That doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I had better
why.
Things to do. I guess. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I totally forgot about that. Like I this will, out of all the things we have recorded, this will be the one that I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I think out of everything. I don't think I've ever listened to it, really. I don't think...
So
I mean, I definitely didn't play on it.
Yeah.
I remember when we... Because we only played Mr. Winter on one... On that little quick...
it was a Christmas tour, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember going in that being like, oh, I've never played this song. Yeah.
Well, I guess you played it when we wrote it, but
yeah.
So
which I don't remember that either. So,
yeah. So we had recorded hopefully the original version in 2007, and it was just like a fun thing to do, and then we thought that it would be cool to turn it into like a full EP. So we started working on songs on the road, and I remember when we were on tour with Boys Like Girls, that's when John came up with Santa, you bitch, that
Santa
whole
stole
line.
My girlfriend.
Yeah, just like that whole bit, and then
yeah, I remember that too, and I remember thinking it was like,
are people going to be offended?
Yeah. I remember thinking that, and then being like, okay.
And then we wrote Mr. Winter. We wrote that just at my parents' house when we got home from
which
that tour.
I think I remember, like, I think I like it.
Yeah. It's cool. And then, yeah, so it was just kind of like a rush thing. Obviously, you know, it's a Christmas or a holiday EP. It isn't meant to be taken, like, serious. So we just had some fun with it, and you know, I think we'll take a listen a little bit, but this is the only time that we've re-recorded a song and we made it better, for sure. So the original version of Ho hopefully you can also hear online, and that features
that's with the video
Brighton.
Yeah.
And then this one features Isley. But just the recording's better. John's sounds better on it. And
should I play it?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I got a new phone, so I'm getting used to it. All right. Ooh, piano. Yeah.
But it sounds good, and I just think this song, in general, I don't know. I think it's a really good song.
It is. And it's one of those things that just snuck up on us.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things you've got, oh, here, kind of got handed like a good song out of like not trying too hard.
Yeah. We like to talk about the plans we make and things we say when we're together. I hope for better weather this year. But you, my dear, need to know.
Oh yeah, he sounds way better.
Oh, it sounds great.
You are right. It is one of the only times when you re-record something and make it better.
But yeah, I think obviously the like thing of the song is the ho ho hopefully.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's good. Smart.
Yeah.
So this next verse I'm excited to hear, because I think this should be just maybe Isley, or maybe they just did backups. I can't remember.
I can't remember either. I think they only did.
Go together, yep. Like the
this was Justin's part, right?
Yeah.
She makes me feel alive inside.
And when I look into her eyes, okay, I see yeah, the so blue just did backups. And green like yep.
Like Christmas lights and what a maybe they do a bridge or something.
I mean, yeah, they're singing along a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this song's kind of become a staple to put in the set. And
people ask us to play this
around
in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, no. We're not gonna do that. I'm sorry.
So we play it often enough, you know, yeah. when
the time
season
is right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, this is kind of the one that's stood the test of time the most for me.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear the bridge, and then we can move on, but.
That's nice.
It's great. They're great singers.
that's it.
Cool. So now we'll move on.
Skipping. You don't want to listen to the last 30 seconds?
Track two is...
Just whenever. Yeah, yeah, all right, all right.
Santa Stole My Girlfriend.
What? What song is this?
It's just a fun, like... this is the only time we've done
like
a
beach,
joke song.
Like a,
this is a joke song. Okay. We've never done a joke
song.
Yeah, but
song. The guitar part's not a joke. It's like, ah, I'm on the beach, dude. Like, like, Christmas on a beach.
Don't make people hate. Don't make people feel bad that they like it, you know?
I'm allowed to say whatever I want, Pat.
No.
Yes, I am. Talking
about leaving a fat man alone. It's a joke song.
I know it's a fucking joke song.
Santa, you bitch, didn't get a damn thing for my Christmas.
Ooh, little keyboards.
All I got was this broken heart, and that's it. Santa, you bitch, oh, there's only one thing that I truly wish.
What can you say?
I wish my old girl would have never kissed Saint Nick.
I don't know if we would have gotten away with this if we put it out now.
No. I don't think we would
Santa a bitch.
I don't think we would make this right now. I am down to make a joke song though.
Yeah.
You know, a little funny song.
Santa, you player.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that's this one.
Yeah. We don't have to listen anymore to this.
It's just.
I'm assuming anyone that's. Okay, where does it go to? What's the bridge?
It's a little
okay.
It's a little instrumental break. All right, here's Mr. Winter. This has some cool...
I like the verses of this song.
Yeah.
Also, Jared's listened to this record 400
like,
times or something.
We can tell that story after this.
It's very similar to, like, If I Only Had the Heart.
Yeah.
808? No. A weird chorus.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah. I think the second verse does something weird too.
It's a little Guns N' Roses-y.
And he's cool, but he keeps you warm. It's a Brighton move.
Very much. Still burns for you, and
you don't know what's in store. I feel like something but you both different know happens here. Is true.
Oh, roll? She says she's alone, Tom's. But she knows she's did Grape do this?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Winston, did you miss her for the 3 months you were gone?
Yeah, this is good. This is cool.
Yeah, I'm into that.
And if I remember right, the bridge is pretty cool too.
Double chorus. We don't do that move anymore. A double on the second.
Yeah, we did it on Woo. What is that song? Tears Won't Cry.
Oh yeah, you're right. It's definitely an 08 move.
Very similar to Time to Go.
Yes.
Overall,
solid. Second best song on the on the EP.
Yeah.
Of four.
Yeah.
Second of four. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Jared. somebody was looking at his iTunes one time, like we're
so we were on tour, and kind of everyone would just like use people's laptops for random stuff. Like,
because
do you remember that?
Not
like,
everyone had one.
Not everyone. Yeah, so it'd be like they just get kind of passed around, and popped up his. Okay, I'm gonna pause it. And yeah, someone saw
it had it, a play count.
It had a play count of this EP, and it was like in the 300s each song.
Yeah,
like 300 times.
Yeah,
and then we're like, dude, what the fuck? What? And then he said that his sister listens to it all the time. And at that time, we were on tour like all year round, like always on tour. When I don't know when his sister would have had the time to listen to that song or those songs, like in 350 times. And still to this day, he denies it. But that's funny. It's very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it was him, great. Right?
I don't know. I just have a hard time believing that he would even have the time to listen to it that much. But
I mean, what? How else?
I don't. Maybe it really was his sister. I don't know.
I don't know.
I also don't.
You're being too nice tonight, Pat.
Yeah. Yeah. So then this one. This is something that we didn't necessarily want to do. The label had suggested that we do it.
Those damn labels.
And they were very intent that we did this cover. Because people like cover songs.
Okay.
And this is something that we had never heard until John and Jared came back to do it. And yeah.
Well, here we go. It sounds like the karaoke version of this song.
Yeah.
Is it?
So, you know, I it's kind of like tongue in cheek a little bit.
I remember that's what we were thinking.
Yeah.
And at the time, I don't think anyone thought that.
No.
That was like when we did the Twilight shirt.
Yeah.
We hadn't put in the time yet to not be taken serious.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not necessarily a joke. It's this weird line that you're walking where it's like,
yeah. So funny.
Very 80s.
It's so 80s. Well, I think we was like, go over the top 80s.
Yeah.
Like, as 80s as you can get, because so high.
Yeah. He sounds good. So when we did a show and what we were supposed to play this EP in full, we didn't play this one. We just played like 30 seconds of the recording of it.
I forgot we did. That's very funny.
Yeah.
So,
final thoughts on and a Happy New Year EP.
It has ups and downs.
Yeah.
For me.
I think overall, I think it's good. I think the like songs that are meant to be
songs,
meant to be like real songs are good. And then the one, like, you know, there's the one that's a joke song talking about Santa being a bitch. I think it's funny. And then there's a cover. So
yeah,
I would say overall, it's a good EP.
I was at Fallon's work the other day, and she made a Christmas playlist,
mm-hmm.
and she put Mr. Winter on there, and that was the first time I heard it in a long time, and it took me a second to be like, I was like, what? Oh!
Yeah.
And then she was looking at me laughing, but it was fine. I was like, yeah, I kind of like this song. Oh yeah. I mean, I feel the same as you.
Yeah.
Two ones that I like that I think hold up, yeah. And then the other ones are joking.
Yeah. I think hopefully maybe goes down in one of our best songs. Not like top five, but you know, I think it's in the top 20.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, how many songs do we have?
90 or something?
No, yeah. If it's going to make top 10, it'd be 10.
Yeah. But I'm saying
around 12.
20. Yeah.
12. Like so, if we had a record of all of our great songs, I think maybe 12. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hopefully you guys have some fun listening to this EP. Maybe, you know, this is something that you can play around your family that maybe doesn't like the rest of our music. But they'll enjoy this because it has a little bit of a Christmas thing. Maybe make your younger brother laugh at the calling Santa Claus a player.
Yeah, player. That's funny, too. Tight. Well, happy holidays, everyone.
So, happy holidays.
See ya.